This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Careful.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. We praise Him. We seek His help. We ask for His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide them. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide them. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him. And do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and from them both many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one through whom you demand your mutual rights. And Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of things in this religion are the newly invented matters, and all of these newly invented practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. The noble companion, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, brought to us a hadith which he narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah in their Sunan, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. He said, frequently remember the destroyer of pleasure. Hadim here, it means qati', that which cuts off your pleasure. That which destroys all of the things that you enjoy in your life. What is it that destroys everything that you enjoy in your life? Death. Al-Mawt. This reality is a reality that every single one of us has to face. Every single person. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ. Everything on this earth will perish. But how many of us are heedless and we don't think about the reality of death? People are fooled by many different things. Some of them, they are fooled by the dunya. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. They are deceived by the life in the dunya. And they think that this will not happen to them, or they think this will not happen to me anytime soon. Some of them are deceived by their age, their young people. They say, this is what the old people worry about. This is not for me. Some of them are deceived by their strength and their health. And they say, I'm strong, I'm healthy. I don't need to worry about this, which happens to old people many, many years away. One of the most dangerous things is for death to catch a person by surprise. And many times in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the reality of the people who death catches them by surprise. They are not expecting it. They're not thinking about it. They're not planning for it. But instead, they are caught suddenly by surprise without any thought at all. Like Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned about a people that He opened up for them everything. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, until when we gave them every single thing, we made their life, all the luxuries and the ease came to them. And they were so happy with what they had been given, we seized them suddenly. And then they were cut off. They didn't have any other option. Because when a person dies, their deeds cease. In قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ. That person's deeds end. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal described death in the Quran as a musibah, as a calamity. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ. If you are traveling in the earth and you are struck by the calamity of death. Allah Azza wa Jal described it as a calamity. Because all of your options finish, every single thing, all of your plans, all of your hopes, all of your, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to change. Tomorrow I will make tawbah. Tomorrow I'm going to turn back to Allah. Tomorrow I will do this and tomorrow I will do that. And when this musibah comes to the person, there is no more option. There is no further tomorrow I will do and tomorrow I will change. And oh Allah, I feel so sorry for what I did. And if you send me back to this earth, I will not do it again. But there is no chance to come back. There is no option to turn and to repent after that moment of death comes. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal described it as musibatul maut, the calamity of death. And particularly when it comes to a person who is not expecting it. And if you take anything from this khutbah today, we want you to take this. That the most important thing regarding death is to be ready for it. To be prepared for it. To prepare something for it. And you can only prepare for it if you think about it. And if you expect it to happen. We're even living in a time where there's an unusually large number of people dying. Even this, we don't take a lesson. We see people around us. Yesterday they were with us, tomorrow we follow their janazah to the graveyard. And we still don't think. We still don't reflect and we still don't say that maybe today, tomorrow, the next day, this could be me. No matter how young, no matter how healthy, no matter how far away you think this is, you have to prepare for it. And that is why a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to him, when is the hour? فَسَأَلَهُ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. He asked him, when is the hour going to be? When will the day of judgment be? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, وَمَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا. What have you prepared for it? He didn't say to him tomorrow or the next day or next week or next year or in 1,000 years. He said to him the most important thing. He said to him, مَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا. What have you prepared? What have you done to prepare for it? And there are other ahadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said similar things. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا. For something similar to this, prepare yourself for something like this. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to encourage us to remember death. He used to encourage us to remember death so that we could prepare for it. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Surah An-Nisa, he said, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. Allah Azza wa Jal said, there is no tawbah for the one who does evil deeds until the moment that death comes to him, and when he feels his soul is coming out from him, he says, إني تبت الآن. Now I made tawbah. Now I feel sorry. Like Fir'aun and the others who followed that path. That when the soul came from their body, then they said, Inni tubatu al-an. Now I believe, now I make tawbah, now I turn back to Allah. There is no tawbah for these people, nor for those who die when they are disbelievers. It is they that we have prepared for them a severe, painful punishment. So there is no tawbah for the one who says, I will make tawbah tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, until the moment when death comes to them, they say, Inni tubatu al-an. Now I made tawbah. Now I'm sorry. So a person has to prepare. They have to think about this thing that is going to happen to everyone. And they have to ask themselves what they have prepared for it. And that is why Buraydah ibn al-Husayb radiyallahu an, he narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nahaytukum an ziyarati al-qubur fazuruha. And in some of the narrations, fa'innaha tudhakkiru al-akhirah. He said that I used to prohibit you from visiting the graves. And in the earlier days of Islam, when there was a fear that the people would go back to the way of Jahiliyyah and do the things that the non-Muslims do beside the graves, the Muslims were prohibited from visiting the graveyards. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now you should visit them. And at Tirmidhi, in his narration, he added, because it reminds you of the Akhirah. It reminds you of death. When you go to the graveyard and you see the people being put into the grave, it reminds you of death. Maybe in these days it might be difficult. There might be restrictions. People can't go to the graveyard like they used to go to the graveyard. But even when you read in the news, you read that the graveyards for the Muslims in some areas are so full that they can't find a place to bury people. Does it not remind you of the Akhirah? Does it not ask you the question, ماذا أعددت لها? What have you prepared yourself? What have you made ready for this day? How many people are snatched by Allah suddenly and they were not prepared? They were not ready. They had not made the proper preparation for something that they knew was going to come, that all of us know is going to come. So every one of us has to ask ourselves the question, what have you prepared for when the destroyer of pleasures comes to you? أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله عز وجل told us in the Quran, كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Every single soul will taste death, and you will only receive the true rewards of what you do on the day of judgment. So whoever is saved from the fire and entered into paradise, this is the one who is truly successful. And this worldly life is nothing except a temporary deception and a temporary enjoyment. Something that you enjoy for a very small time, like a temporary provision, but it deceives you into thinking that you'll be here for a very long time. In the beginning of this khutbah, we spoke about the importance of preparing for death. The first stage of preparing for death is remembering death and believing that it can happen to you today, tomorrow. Remembering that it can happen to you. And so you have to prepare yourself for it. And in this second part of the khutbah, I want to talk about really two things that a person can do to prepare themselves for death. The first one is not to presume that you will live until the evening. And when you reach the evening, don't presume that you're going to live until tomorrow. So when you live your life as though today is your last day, your mindset changes. The way you see the world changes. When you live your life as though today is going to be my last day, it's possible that today will be my last day. It's possible that I will not reach the Asr prayer after this Jumu'ah. It's possible that I will not reach the Maghrib prayer. So if that happens to me, am I ready for it? Nobody wants to die. No believer craves and wishes to die, because they know that when you die, your deeds finish. You don't have anything extra. They want to get the most out of this life that they can, the most good deeds out of it that they can. But when you imagine that you might die today, how do you behave? How do you think? The first thing is that you totally change. You're constantly making istighfar. You're constantly turning back to Allah. Yes, it may be you have projects and dreams and aspirations, but if I can't fulfill those, at least, let me make constant istighfar and turn back to Allah, so that if it happens to me today, at least I have asked Allah to forgive me. Even if you're not able to complete those huge projects and those big dreams, at least I was able to pray 2 raka'at. Like the person who says, I'll pray later. How do you know that later is going to come? At least I was able to read my portion of the Quran today. Do it later. How do you know that later is going to come? When you start thinking like that, it doesn't stop your long-term planning. It doesn't stop your dreams. It doesn't stop your aspirations. But it makes you take advantage of what you have. Maybe I might die today. So let me do what I can now. Whatever good deeds I can do. Whatever sins I can get rid of. Whatever dhikr I can make. Whatever istighfar I can make. Let me do it now. Because I might not reach the evening when I was thinking of doing it. The second thing that I want to talk about, or maybe we'll talk about 3 things. The second thing that I want to talk about is, as we said, remembering death. And the ways you can remember death is to visit the graves, as we said, to take a lesson from those who die around you, and also to visit the sick people, the people who are very unwell and who are, we fear that they are near to death. When you visit these people, wallah, it changes your whole outlook on life. When you visit someone who doesn't expect to live a week or doesn't expect to live until the end of the month, it has an effect upon you. And the third thing that I wanted to mention, and this is something that many of us neglect, is to have a wasiyah, to have yourself a will. Now, I'm not talking about the legal side of, you know, the lawyers and so on. That could be something, if you can do it, then that's all well and good. But at least have something written down for when you die. Something written down, and there are really 2 or even 3 things that are so important to be inside of this wasiyah. The first one is how to divide your property and your wealth, and a list of the assets that you have. Because if you die today, how will the people know who owes you money and who you owe money to? How will the people know what you own in this place and this place? How will the people know that you want to divide your wealth according to the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal, and not according to the way that it is divided in many other places? You also need to give your advice of how you want to be buried, how you want your family to behave. Do you want the people to wail over you in the way of Jahiliyyah, in the way before Islam, when it causes pain to the dead person? to hear their family wailing over them. Give the people advice about what to do. And to give them advice about what to do, you have to imagine that you died today. And the only thing that the people had to follow was this piece of instructions, that these instructions that you had written. What would you instruct them to do? Even practical things. Even practical things. How would you instruct them to behave? What would you instruct them to do? And alhamdulillah, there are many templates available online. You can search them, you can download them to give you an idea. But personally think, if I died today and the only thing the people had to follow was this piece of paper, what would I write on it? What advice would I give to my children? What advice would I leave for my family? How would I tell them to deal with me? How would I tell them to prepare me for burial? How would I tell them to divide my wealth? What would I tell them to do and what would I tell them not to do? And then you make sure that you make this time and it's something which is easy for everyone. Easy for those you leave behind and easy for yourself, that you don't end up gaining sin because you didn't give the people the proper wasiyah, the proper last will that explained what you want to be done when you die. So this is a reminder to all of us, because many of us, we don't think about this until it comes. And many of us are surprised by the sudden death, unexpected death, which comes without any warning. And a person might just be driving in the car and that's it. They don't reach home. So we have to think about it. We have to remember it. We have to prepare for it. We have to be in a state of tawbah. We have to try to get every last good deed that we can and keep away from every sin that we can. And we have to think about what we have left in terms of instructions to our family and friends that we leave behind, and what we want to tell them and what we want to instruct them and how we want to our wealth to be divided and so on. And when a person is thinking about this, these things, they come into their mind, and ultimately a person who is prepared is a person who will be like Allah Azza wa Jal described, those people who are saved from the fire and put into Jannah, because they were prepared for this inevitable thing that was going to come, the destroyer of pleasures. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة